Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hypnobirthing, A Natural Approach to a Safe, Easier, More Comfortable Birthing by Marie Mongan, is a childbirth education and self-help book centered on the idea that labor can be approached with less fear, less tension, and greater comfort through relaxation-based methods. Rather than treating birth as an inherently painful ordeal, the book presents childbirth as a natural process that women can influence through preparation, breathing, visualization, and self-hypnosis. It is part instructional guide and part philosophy, aiming to help expectant parents understand how the body works during labor and how mindset can affect physical experience. The book is especially associated with the Mongan method, which has become a well-known approach within hypnobirthing practice. Its purpose is not to promise a pain-free birth, but to offer tools that may reduce anxiety, support confidence, and encourage a calmer birthing environment for natural births, assisted births, and cesarean deliveries alike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Mongan method reframes birth as a calm physiological process. The core idea of the book is that fear is one of the main reasons childbirth feels more difficult than it needs to be. Mongan argues that when a laboring woman is tense and anxious, the body tends to tighten, which can interfere with the natural rhythm of birth. Hypnobirthing, therefore, begins with a mental reframe. Birth is not treated as a crisis to survive, but as a bodily process to cooperate with. This matters because the method is built on the assumption that relaxation helps the body work more efficiently. The book repeatedly connects emotional calm with physical ease, making psychology central rather than secondary. That distinction separates it from many conventional pregnancy guides, which focus more on medical facts or labor stages than on the mother's emotional state. In practical terms, this framework gives readers a reason to prepare mentally before labor begins. It also explains why the book emphasizes confidence, trust, and expectation as much as technique. The method is not based on denying discomfort, but on reducing the fear-pain cycle that can amplify it. Secondly, self-hypnosis, breathing, and visualization as labor tools. A major portion of the book is devoted to techniques that can be practiced before labor and used during contractions. These include self-hypnosis, controlled breathing, deep relaxation, and visualization. The purpose of these practices is not mystical. They are presented as ways to lower stress, redirect attention, and help the body remain loose during contractions. Breathing is used to maintain rhythm and prevent panic, while visualization gives the mind a focus that competes with fear or tension. Hypnobirthing also encourages the use of softer language, such as describing contractions as waves or surges, because words shape expectation and emotional response. This is one of the book's most distinctive features. It treats language as part of birth preparation. The methods require practice, which means the book is less of a quick read than a training manual. Readers who engage with it seriously are asked to rehearse the techniques well before labor. That practical emphasis makes the book useful as a preparation system rather than a passive source of encouragement. Thirdly, education about the birthing body as a form of fear reduction. Hypnobirthing is not only about relaxation exercises, it also places strong emphasis on learning how labor works physically, stage by stage. Mongan presents knowledge as a tool for reducing fear, because uncertainty often makes birth feel more threatening than it actually is. By understanding what the body is doing, readers are better able to interpret sensations without assuming something is wrong. This educational dimension is important because it grounds the method in physiology rather than simple optimism. The book explains the birthing process in a way meant to make mothers feel informed, prepared, and less dependent on panic-driven responses. It also helps readers communicate more effectively with medical staff, especially when interventions or assistance become necessary. That makes the book more flexible than approaches that assume only home birth or only fully natural birth. The educational sections are part of the method's larger logic. Knowledge reduces uncertainty. Reduced uncertainty lowers fear, and lower fear supports calmer labor. In that sense, information functions as a birth tool just as much as breathing or relaxation. Fourthly, partner involvement and shared responsibility in labor. Another important aspect of the book is its emphasis on birth partners. Hypnobirthing is presented as something that can be learned and practiced by both the mother and the people supporting her. This is significant because it shifts labor from a solitary medical event into a coordinated experience involving preparation, reassurance, and communication. The partner is not treated as a passive observer, but as an active helper who can reinforce breathing, remind the mother of relaxation cues, and help preserve a calm environment. This cooperative model is one of the book's strengths because it gives the support person a concrete role. It can also reduce the sense of helplessness that partners sometimes feel in the delivery room. The book's structure reflects the belief that emotional atmosphere affects physical labor, so the presence of a trained and attentive companion can make a real difference. Compared with books that focus only on the mother's internal experience, This one recognizes birth as relational. That makes it useful for couples who want a shared preparation process rather than an individual coping strategy alone. Lastly, a natural birth philosophy that still claims relevance in medically assisted births. Although the book strongly favors a natural approach, it does not limit itself to one birth setting. It explicitly presents hypnobirthing as usable in natural births, assisted births, and cesarean deliveries. That broader scope is important because it keeps the method from becoming too rigid or idealized. The book argues that calm breathing, relaxation, and fear reduction can be valuable even when medical intervention is needed. This makes the method more adaptable than some birth philosophies that only value unmedicated delivery. At the same time, the book remains firmly rooted in the belief that unnecessary intervention should be avoided when possible. It therefore stands at the intersection of childbirth education and advocacy for gentler care. Readers interested in medical nuance may find this both appealing and limited appealing, because it offers coping tools across scenarios. Limited because it still frames natural birth as the preferred norm. That tension is part of the book's identity. Its practical value lies in giving readers a sense of agency, even when labor does not follow an ideal plan. In conclusion, this book is best suited for expectant mothers, birth partners, and childbirth educators who want a structured introduction to hypnobirthing as both a method and a philosophy. Readers who are open to relaxation training, visualization, and the psychological side of labor are likely to find it especially useful. Its main benefit is that it offers a coherent framework for reducing fear and preparing for birth in a more deliberate way than many general pregnancy guides. It also gives partners a role, which can make birth preparation more collaborative and less isolating. Compared with similar books, it stands out because it combines practical techniques with a full birth-centered worldview, rather than treating relaxation as an added bonus. It is also notable for its adaptability to natural, assisted, and cesarean births, which broadens its relevance. For readers seeking a book that explains not just what may happen in labor, but how mindset, language, and preparation can shape the experience, this remains one of the most recognizable titles in the category. If you would like to support Marie Mongan M. Edmai, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.